that we've addressed before. We're going to continue to try to make a broader defense of the premises that we've touched on before. I'd like to begin with saying that from my perspective, verse 40 is one of the most important verses in the Bible. Daniel 11, verse 40. I believe, and I've said many times, that it was designed by God to bring about the final revival of God's people. We're clearly told that our greatest need is for a revival. And we're told that when we understand the books of Daniel and Revelation as we should, there will be a great revival. You can find those passages in Selected Messages, Book 1, page 121, and Testimonies to Ministers, page 113. And it's been my contention for years now that this particular verse, verse 40, is the understanding, the foundational understanding in the books of Daniel and Revelation that God designed to bring about this final revival. And therefore, this verse is of supreme importance to understand. I'd like to begin with a passage from Christ Object Lessons, page 127. In every age there is a new development of truth, a message of God to the people of that generation. The old truths are essential. New truth is not independent of old, but an unfolding of it. It is only as the old truths are understood that we can comprehend the new. When Christ desired to open to his disciples the truth of his resurrection, he began at Moses and all the prophets, and expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself, Luke 24:27. But it is the light which shines in the fresh unfolding of truth that glorifies the old. He who rejects or neglects the new does not really possess the old. For him, it loses its vital power and becomes but a lifeless form. So, one of the things that we've understood as Adventists throughout our history is that there is a truth that we call present truth, and in every generation there is a truth that is a present reality for that generation, and that there would be a specific present truth message at the end of the world that we would be tested by on whether we were going to receive or reject it, because one of the characteristics of present truth is that it will be rejected by those that hear it, not all, but many. In Review and Herald, March 3rd, 1896, this truth is addressed once again. Jesus had spoken these words in answer to a self-righteous Pharisee who counted himself among those who should eat bread in the kingdom of God, but the lesson of warning given to him had a